Turn to page 97. We'll do the short mandala offering.
Vajrasattva Sammaya Om Vajrasattva Dina Bhakti Chakidome Bhava
Safa ahum pe om. Padra safa samaya manu palaya. Padra safa de no pa. Kita drido me bawa. Suto kayo me bawa. Supo kayo me bawa. Anurakto me bawa. Sarva siddhi me prayata. Sarva karma sisa me. Chitam shriyam kuruhum. Ha 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 ho bhagawan. Sarva tata gata. Vajra mame mata. Vajra bawa maha samaya. Safa ahum.
Out of ignorance, you know, whatever negative karma has been created out of ignorance, dhamdhe mizhimu, dhamdhe dhinne gashinyam, out of ignorance, whatever negative karma has been, might have been created, and also the broken plate, so on and so forth. So each time when we say the Vajra mantras and end of the Vajra mantras, mantra that we all should think deep down from our heart, sincerely, genuinely, think deep down from our heart. The Buddha says, oh, Vajrasattva, calls your name, you know, my child. All the negative karma has been purified. So, like, Buddha Vajrasattva calling your names, all your negative karma has been purified. So then Buddha was to dissolve into your heart. So if you have initiated, then you become inseparable with the Buddha Vajrasattvas, okay? Very, very powerful purification practice. So even just merely remembering Buddha Vajrasattva names, every one of negative karma, just merely remembering Buddha Vajrasattva names purify all the negative karma that been created by out of ignorance from beginning terms to purify. So, okay, just merely remembering Buddha Vajrasattva names. So then can you imagine reciting the 100 silver mantra or Vajrasattva mantra? Can you imagine how much negative karma they will purify? So reciting Buddha Vajrasattva mantras. What are the mantras purifies, okay? Completely purifies, so the karma that we created by outer ignorance, so completely purify. So then, not just that, you know, so then any negative karma that we created today, you know, it stopped to multiply, so reciting 21, what are the mantras, so. Also, so probably knows also helps to you to overcome from guilt, free you from guilt. The purification practice helps you to overcome from guilt. So thank you very much. So when we do as a practice as a group, it's more powerful. No problem, because there are different levels of consciousness, different levels of merit that we created, you know, different understanding of Buddha Dharma. So because of that, just like I said, it's like whole broom, sweeping something with whole broom, rather than one piece of broom. So that's the beautiful of a group practice now become more powerful. So now go back to the head spinning class. So where we stop subtle sadness is a phenomena. First one, you know, so we did talk a little bit about last Friday. Can you read the English translation, please? For the two examples of subtle phenomena, right?
Yes.
The two, the first one. Second one is a little more difficult to understand, but if we understand one of them, that's good. First one.
So subtle softnesses of phenomena are divided according to bases of emptiness. And we said that there are 20 that then go down to 18 and go down to 16. Then examples of subtle selflessness of phenomena are an emptiness that is a form. Oh yeah, we said it. We used the other translation before because it was better, easier to understand. Okay, illustrations of the subtle selflessness of phenomena are, for example, the emptiness that is a form, and the valid cognizer apprehending that form, being empty of being different substances. And the emptiness that is a form being empty of existing by way of its own characteristics as a basis for applying the term form.
The first one,
a form and the valid cognizer.
So, can you please repeat it again?
Yeah. So, the emptiness that is a form.
Oh, emptiness. So just leave that part. Just leave that part.
Okay. A form. And the valid cognizer apprehending that form.
Okay. So now that's important to pay attention. Just leave the emptiness part. Form and the
valid cognizer apprehending that form.
Yes. Object and subject.
Being empty of being different substances.
Oh, so being empty of different substance. That is emptiness. That is Chidamata vision of subtle emptiness of phenomena, okay? So that's much better to leave the emptiness there. Form and?
A form and the valid cognizer apprehending that form, being empty of being different substances.
Empty of different substance. Empty of different substance, make that sense? Does it make sense? Huh? Shankar, does it make sense?
Substances, what does it mean when it says empty of different substances? That's the problem. What do substances mean? That's the problem that I'm facing. Okay, maybe you can give an example, Gesalla? I don't know.
Actually, in the Chidamata school, my only school, the tendency, there's one tendency, right? One tendency divided into two. Right? One become object, one become subject. It's caused by same tendency. It's not different tendency. Same tendency. Therefore, there cannot be different substance. It has to be same substance. It was caused by the same tendency.
What it means other substances other than those two things. That's what they mean.
Huh?
when they're saying empty of being other substances, it means it's not anything but those two things, form and the thing apprehending the form. It's empty of being something different than either of those. It's not either the form and the thing that's apprehending it are of the same substance.
Yeah, same substance.
That's what they mean, right?
Yeah, same substance.
Does that make sense, Shaka? The form and the thing apprehending the form.
The Sangha is like above substance.
Right, so what I'm trying to say is that substance, it's the form and the thing apprehending the form are of the same substance. Mm. They're not. They're empty of being...
They're split from the same
thing. Right.
Mm. That's one way to think of there, you know, substance, the definition of substance, as a... Generally speaking, substance is not different than impermanent. Functioning thing, impermanent, product, Professor Dan Purdue, he translated that first philosophical text called Dirachuma. It's a very big book like this. If you read a little bit, In that textbook, it talks about substance. But, you know, it changed. You know, like, basically, consciousness, the mind, and the object, the form, those both are functioning things, right? It's not permanent, it's impermanent, right? So, because of that, they are substance. So, ngubo cheba, functioning thing, product, impermanent, these are synonym. Generally speaking, synonym. This is also substance. Everything, you know, that impermanent is substance. So maybe they'll give you some idea, you know. So then when you think about the definition, you know, something that disintegrates moment by moment, you know, substance, the same, you know, different, you know. So now here, because these are produced by one substance, which is tendency divided into two, become half of them become form, and half of them become, how I say, the mind that apprehends form. Everybody, all of us, we are seeing, you know. So there's a lot of debate, you know. The prayer will, the very prayer will that I see that you don't see, because it's part of my tendency. So in that case, you know, there's no really common object. According to my only school, there's no really common object. Every object is very uncommon. No, it's like what you see is not what others see. What you see is like because of your tendency. So if you're part of your, half of your tendency become object, so then there's only, you are the only one who sees that. So then in that case, if we don't analyze, it sounds like there's common object. When we analyze, there is no common object. Everything's uncommon. Oh, some people say, oh, that's your karma. No, uncommon. So that's mind only scores. So now, seeing object there, feel a subject here, you know. So that's like dualistic view. Actually, it's not like that. It's not like that. It's not like objects there, subjects here. It's not like that. That's like we are having dualistic view, you know. So when you see emptiness, then you know. So this is like the base, the mind-only school. Dualistic, then you know, change. When you move to the Madhyamaka school, then dualistic gets subtler, you know. Much more subtle, you know, everything. Identifying self is getting much more subtler compared to the South Tantrika system and the Vivasika system, compared to manual school, It's a little bit subtle. Then it gets subtle and subtle. Then you reach the ultimate, you know, Pasantika system. That's the last, you know. So I didn't have to identify self. It doesn't get subtler than that. Identify emptiness doesn't get subtler than that, you know. Then identify anything, you know, doesn't get subtler than that. Oh, that's the ultimate. So then dualistic view, you know, the definition of dualistic also changed, you know. So here, here, like subject and object is seeing this, seeing different, seeing different, or maybe distance between subject and object. So there's no empty of that. Empty of that is like then subtle selflessness of phenomena. The first one. Empty of different substances, that is the emptiness of first one. So then last witness that Shankar brought up something that, you know, in some like there's like there's many, there's a word jay, there's substance jay that you've been used in many different different fields. Today you know, like same object, same aspect, same substance, there's five of them, remember you brought it up, or it was jay somewhere. Mind and the eye consciousness that sees prevails comes with five omnipresent mental factors. So it's five omnipresent mental factors that goes with every primary mind comes with that five. If that primary mind is valid cognizer, then it's come with the ten. Ten of them come together. So what did you say about Vahila? So then all of them, you know, they are like same object, same substance. Because this is all eye consciousness. It's not different. It's not ear consciousness. It's all eye consciousness. So then similar here, this is same but causes the same cause produce two things, subject and object, two things. Does not mean same. No, same substance doesn't mean same. No, there are two different things. Prevail and impermanence, these are no different substance. So empty up different substance. Prevail and impermanent, these are empty of different substance because they are same substance. Prevail and the sky, you can't talk about different substance because sky is not substance. See, it's not impermanent. The substance is like synonym of impermanent functioning things. You can talk about different entity between prevail and sky, between two truth, ultimate truth, conventional truth. You can talk about substance. They are same entity. They are not different entity, same entity. But you can talk about substance because emptiness is not substance. Talk about different or same substance. The both things have to be substance, impermanent. Okay. So then you can talk about entity. Entities, everything has entity. Characteristic, everything has characteristic. Doesn't mean everything has substance. Substance is something that changes the things. It has something that change, you know. Something that change. So entity is more like characteristic. You can talk about one characteristic, same characteristic or different characteristic, or maybe same entity or different entity. Vimochana. So between the impermanent and free will, these are, even though these are two things, these are same substance. Same substance does not mean same. No. Different thing, two different things can be same substance, like I and the form. Form, I consciousness and the form, that apprehend form, these are same substance. So that is good as it can get.
I'm not sure I heard you correctly. Did you say prayer wheel and sky are not of same substance?
Yeah, you can't talk about it because it's out of question, because sky is no substance.
Sky is not substance.
Because it's not impermanent, no?
Sky means like space. That's what you mean by sky? Uncompounded. Let's not go there.
Yeah,
just space. Just, that's what you mean by sky?
Okay.
Just like that? That's what you mean?
Sky with cloud. What is that? That is permanent or impermanent?
No, but
we are not talking of cloud. We are talking cloud is on the sky.
Sky is sky with cloud. I would say is a substance because there's clouds move and change, right? So there's impermanence.
But the sky doesn't move.
But the sky doesn't move.
Yeah, sky. So now, what is this sky? This is no sky.
No.
Does sky change?
Dark sky right now. You're talking about space.
No, emptiness is a pot. Emptiness is a pot. Pot change. Emptiness does not change. The base change. Base change. Emptiness is a pot. Pot change. Pot breaks. But emptiness is a pot doesn't break.
Okay. I believe.
Yeah, so now we call emptiness a pot, but you know, that doesn't mean if the pot changes, emptiness doesn't change. No? Sky, you know, is this sky? This is no sky. Kind of party now, just simple. Parnang. There's a difference between space and sky. Sky, you know, doesn't change. Change?
We have two definitions for space.
No, sky. Namka. Panang, there's no space. Panang is more like space. Sky.
You do mean literal sky then?
Yeah, I mean the literal sky. Sky. Anyway, sky is not, like, so maybe leave the sky set aside. Emptiness, say permanent, and between permanent and prevalent, you can talk about substance. In order to talk substance, those two things need to be functioning thing,
yeah.
Impermanent, okay? So that's out of questions. So now what else you can talk? You can talk about entity. Doesn't have to be functioning things. Everything has entities. You can talk about between permanent and prayer will, you can talk about same entity, different entity, you can discuss entity, not the substance. No? So in order to discuss substance, there are two things have to be impermanent. So now the form and the eye consciousness, they cease form, but these are produced, based on the mind only school, these are produced by same tendency. That's the one way to look at. These are not empty. These are empty of different substance. Because they are same substance, because they're caused by same cause. Oh, tendency. One way to look at. When you talk about duality, that means there's not really difference. When you see objects there, whenever you feel distance, between subject and object, that's the dualistic view. That means you are not free from dualistic view. You still have dualistic view. So when you see like man only vision of subtle empty the phenomena, so then you are going to be free from that dualistic view. It's no longer, you know, it's no longer subject, object there, subject here. Oh? See, like, the prayer, the mind only school, the very prayer will there you see, other people don't see. Because there's no, if you analyze, there's no common object. If you don't analyze, if you just leave there, and there seems like there's, oh, you see, I see, everybody sees. It's not, but just like we are not analyzing. When we analyze, start analyze, then things that I see, you don't see. So then when you really analyze, it's not there. If it's there, everybody should see. Why not everybody should see? Everybody see. It's not there. What you are seeing is not there. If it's there, there should be common object. There should be common prayer. The Shankar see, I see. But there's no common prayer. The prayer is that I see. This uncommon object. I'm the only one who sees that. Nobody else sees. So what you see, then I don't see. Then when you get debate, you know, then sometimes get a little bit difficult. So, so therefore, therefore, when we don't analyze, it seems that there's a common object. No common object. When you analyze, there's no common object. So that's how you get free from dualistic view. So not prayer is there. You are object there, subject there. It's not just that. Like when we don't analyze, it seems like that. But when you analyze, it's not like that. So see, so then you free from dualistic view. So then you see the subtle emptiness of, you know, phenomena based on the mind on school. Okay. So now we talk about the subtle selflessness, not selflessness. The second one. The second one. The second example we just leave is too complicated.
Okay. So we skip that one.
We skip that one. That's too complicated.
Okay.
There's a lot of debate. No, this is the second one. There's a lot of debate. A lot of debate. Above, just leave it there. So, so now the selflessness of self.
So an illustration of the subtle selflessness of person.
Subtle selflessness of person.
Is, for example, the emptiness that is a person being empty of being self-sufficient, substantially existent.
That's easier one. Don't you think? Because I'm related with it. Generally speaking, how we experience self. We experience self is like kind of like permanent. That's how we experience normally people. We experience such our understanding experience with the self is like it's more like permanent, it's not changing, unchanged. Then as a even though it changed, generally speaking, before you see selflessness, that's how people experience self. It's like something unchanging. That's the first one. And like more like independent. It's more like independent, even though, so, the body, you know, the body, the very body that we call I, it used to be mother's, it's like mother's egg. Have his father's drop an egg. That's what it is. That's our body, you know, So, but that's what it is, you know. Then it's bigger, then, you know, all the limbs come out and age, that's what it is. Huh? So, experience of self, like, generally speaking, is like unchanging, and it's like, is like more like independent, no? Independent. We don't think, we could think, but we don't. No? We could get this knowledge, but we don't think like that. We don't think, oh, this is not, is self is dependent on this and that. We don't think like that. Normally, we don't think like that. When you meditate, then you think. Usually, this is not how you think. We think like, oh, this unchanging, independent. Independent is not dependent on, it depends on so many particles, atoms, you know, elements. We don't think like that, no? Then we it's just self. It's like, it's not like, oh, this, no, me, oh, there's like level on five aggregate, then these are the five aggregate, that's how I level. Kishigele is level on that. We don't think like that. We just, you know, it's like that. Therefore, our body is like more like kind of a servant, no? So, me is like someone who give orders. Jekota is like Jeko means, you know, like how I say leader. Jem is like servant. So you know employee and employer. That's exactly how I feel. Like me is like employer, and my body is just like, you know, employees. You know, my employees. You know, I order. You know, I tell, pick it up. You know, it's like that. Jeko is like. There's like a no, Ranjat, there's a what is this? Empty up what?
A person's emptiness of being self-supporting or substantially existing.
So that's what is bottom line. This word is so fancy. That's what it means. That's how we feel. You know, unchanging, independent. And like seeing like, you know, like employer and employees. No? So there's empty of that perception, there's emptiness. Is it clear? Will it be clear?
Okay, so I get what you're saying there, but in the definition of mind only, they say that they believe in that self-cognizers are truly existent.
Yeah.
So they believe the self is not truly existent, but the self cognizers are truly existent. How do they get away with that?
Just go out. That's a very good question.
Maybe they think those things, those self cognizers, are coming
on. No, so the self is true existence. In my only school, self does exist, truly exist.
Oh.
So here, like, they're different, like unchanging, they don't think it is changing, self is changing.
Uh-huh.
And self is not like employer,
uh-huh.
And your aggregates are employee. It's not like these are mistakes.
Okay.
But all of them are truly exist. Truly exist in Chittamani school. Truly exist. No? So therefore, I requested last class. So find out the definition of true existence. Based on mind only school, then definition of true existence based on. Vasca schools, South Africa schools, no? Pretty much same. So then the definitions in Madhyamika school totally changed. Tanya Tabi, Tadjana. So this is the things in mind only school. This object is leveled by prayer will. This object is leveled by prayer will. So they believe if you try to find the prayer will, they say, you will find the prayer will. Mine only school, same. Mine only school, all of them, other two schools, they are same. Pasankika school, they say, you cannot find. You cannot find you cannot find, but it's there, but you cannot find. That is emptiness. So mere I exists, but when you analyze, you can't find. When you so it's going to be a long journey to Pasankika point of view. Emptiness takes a long journey, you know. So before that, all needs to do, those needs to be understood, then get better and get better, better. Then finally, Tanya Tabe, Tanya is not Nyebada. There's a definition. So we will now move on. What do you think, Shankar? Move on or not move on? Or stay? Maybe stay there a couple of months?
So that's interesting. I mean, that's interesting that
these two things are very, very important point to discuss, have more discussions. Probably will open up some other wisdom. So.
Well, I was just thinking that it's interesting that they don't believe in the, I mean, existence of a self-sufficient, substantially existent person, right? But they do believe that the self exists.
Self truly exists.
Truly exists. Mm-hmm. Right? So it's not self-sufficient, it's not independent, and it's not, what did you say? It's not the employer-employee, it's not independent, and it's not unchanging. It is changing, but it still truly exists.
Yeah, but you know, everything. So now, once you understand the definition of truly existence, then it becomes less strange. When you understand the definition of true existence and mind-only school, what's the definition of true existence? So now, independent, that independent is not like, say, independent independent. Here, independent means not dependent on causal conditions. So not depending on causes of condition and true existence, there's total difference. It's not contradictions. In minor only school, not depending on causes of conditions. Self is dependent on causes of conditions. It's not independent. Independent means not depending on causes of conditions. So that means independent. Self is clearly dependent on causal conditions. That does not make self not truly existent. Self is still truly existent, even though it depends on causal conditions. So, therefore, they are truly existent. So now, to figure that out, you need to understand the definition of true existence. Rangini tuba, rajini tuba, natural existence, true existence. Rangatinyutuva. So one that we just talk about, the second set of selflessness.
Existing by way of its own characteristics.
Yeah, that one. These are synonym rangatinyutuva, 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 dambatuva. There's four of them are synonym. So now the definitions. Define the definitions.
When you first start thinking about emptiness, the easiest thing to think about is like causes and conditions, impermanence.
That's how you know, like kindergarten,
right.
Elementary school, high school, college, university.
Right.
Like that.
So, but you still haven't gotten to like, you know, total. You still feel like there's something that you can find that's you. So that's
in which system?
Well, in my system, when I first started.
That's interesting. Now there's five.
No.
Now there's five schools, five systems.
I'm just saying it's similar to like when you first are introduced the whole topic of emptiness. The first thing that's easy to understand is impermanence, causes and condition, blah blah blah, and then you know you still feel like you can find yourself, and then slowly your mind blows up.
according to Tenet, when you say mind system, mind systems, either is like non-Buddhist systems, or is Buddhist systems, then it's like more likely it's going to be the Vaivasika system or Sahasrara systems. So then it will slowly get improved. So there's like non-Buddhist system, Buddhist systems of, you know, finding self. Non-Buddhist system, pretty much, they believe eternal self, Atma. Hindus say Atma, not change, you know, soul. No, not change, soul change. So, Atma, the same concept, you know, unchanging self. There's non-Buddhist view of self, you know. So in Buddhism, there's self, then there's four different understanding of self, how to identify self. So my system is like all non-Buddhist or maybe South Tantrika or Vaivasika.
It's very similar to these.
Right.
Progression is very similar to our understanding. That makes it easier to understand. Like, oh, it's not so complicated. I get it.
Yeah.
I guess what you're saying, we're journeying through those evolutions, right, of the tendons each time we progress in our knowledge.
Yeah, evolution. That's good evolution of understanding of self. Understanding of self evolves.
A long time ago, you said something that what you're trying to say now is that we may be talking about these different schools, but really what's going on in our minds, we still sort of think we're here. So you said we still act like the beginning school, even though we intellectually understand what we're talking about, sort of. We still think that we're substantially here, even though we know we're not. But there's part of us that wants to think that we're still here, like as we progress.
Yeah, so maybe it's interesting. It's interesting to relate to our experience, our own experience of self. Then relate to one of those schools. Maybe, you know, it's like my understanding of self is maybe like Vaivasika, maybe South Tantrika. You know? So,
well, I totally believe I'm self-sufficient and substantially existent. I mean, there's no question. You know? But Geshe-la, what were the synonyms you were talking about? The characteristics? I didn't get that. What were the...
There's like the four of them, like truly existence.
Okay.
Inherent existence. And true existence, then like...
Existing by way of its own characteristics.
Own characteristics. No, so now these are the same definitions. So very, very important to find out the definition of true existence in the mind-only school. So from there, you know, then this lot of confusion will be easily be solved. Huh? So now you understand, now this is not, depending on cause and condition, and true existence is not contradictions. These are not contradictions. No? In the beginning it's hard. You know, so like, they believe like true existence, but they don't believe in independence. Independent means independent means not depending on cause and condition. That's what it means. Independent means not depending on cause and condition. The Jujena Madhava Rama Chatra Machibhava means then it just has it feels like it's not just depending on cause and condition, it's also not depending on part. Part, that's like not depending on part. Part? There's three, so I think we already studied it. There's three of them. One is like unchanging, or then like independent, means not dependent on causal conditions. Then the last one, Chaitanya-madhyasiva, not dependent on any part. No, it doesn't have like west, east, north, south, and it doesn't have part above, below, doesn't have any part, you know. Like, that's how we feel when we think of ourselves. This is exactly, generally speaking, the normal people, that's how they think. Self, when you think of self, unchanging. No, not depending on cause and conditions. Not depending on any part. It's just something solid, single, not depending on part. So that, you know, through study or meditation, that concept will evolve. Slowly evolve, you know. So then eventually it comes down on like merely imputed I, mere I, that's it, mere I. So when you try to find that, you are not going to find. Why? Because you are not going to find because they don't exist by its own sight. Therefore, you are not going to find them. So that doesn't mean they don't exist. They do exist because when you analyze them, you don't find them. Therefore, they exist. the existence. Because it appears, therefore is not independent. Because it appears, no? Because it's empty of inherent because of them, because of that it exists, because it's empty up inherent. See, you say, okay, oh, this exists because it's empty up inherent, because of that it exists. Because it's not inherent existence, because it appears. Something that appears, that cannot be inherent existence. Because it appears, because of that, is not inherent existence. That's another way to say it. Because it exists, because this is empty up inherent existence, therefore this exists. So all this school, they are saying something opposite, you know? See?
I mean, could you think about it like what they were saying, that to existing means that it has to be a functioning thing, right?
And to be a functioning thing,
it can't be inherently existent.
Mind only school, no. True existence doesn't mean it's a functioning thing. Mind only school, because emptiness also truly exists.
Oh.
So that's called three characteristics. In mind only school, they talk about three characteristics. Shewang, some functioning thing. Yongdup, that's emptiness. Kunda, that's not kind of like permanent. So they don't believe that two exist. In order to exist, it has to be functioning thing or emptiness. One of those. So now, you know, that's like, so text that I mentioned, you say, written by Lama Tsongkhapa, what's called. So they use sent. Recall the title?
Right. I forgot. I told Steve.
Yeah.
I was reading it. I was reading it night before last.
I remember in the Tibetan doesn't help.
It's by Robert. It's Robert Thurman translated it, right? Can you find it? Anyway, we'll find it, but
essence of something, essence of eloquence.
Essence of true eloquence, I think that's what it's called.
Yeah, that's called Leshin Yimbo, written by Lama Tsongkhapa. So in there, you know, just divided into so in there, there's three characteristics very clearly mentioned in that book.
I haven't gone to that part yet, Gus. That's my problem.
So now, see, you know, in Manasi, first you study Tenet. So then you study this Lama Tsongkhapa text in the very letter, you study them. So then it all together, then it makes sense, you know, all put together. So it becomes like more as a details. Now this is like, as a very like roughly explained about the view of four tenets. The four systems views very roughly explained. So the Leshin Yimbo, there is a detailed explanation there. Very detailed. More discussion probably. It will be definitely become more clear. You know, right now it sounds like very difficult, but it will get more clear if you.
It's called the essence of true eloquence or essence of good words.
So maybe it's good to write it down. So maybe, you know, if you, it's all translated, if you read, so maybe it will ring some bell.
Quite dense.
Or maybe it rings the bell like sometimes when near the Christmas, somebody ring the bell outside the Walmart. Maybe it will ring like that all day long.
So you said in the mind-only school then, true existence can either be a functioning thing or emptiness.
Emptiness.
Those are the true. That's what only things that can be truly
existing. Not everything.
One other thing he mentioned that was
kunta. I don't know how to say it in English. I don't know. That's unfortunate. No, so
kunta. That's the one. We have to look it up in Robert Thurman's book.
Called functioning things called shewang. This. Emptiness is called Yongdrup. The Kunda, there's another one, so then there's not truly existence. Oh? Yeah, maybe look. The words look. last one get to me?
She
Wang.
Yongdub. Okay.
Kunta.
Kunta.
Maybe it's here. Chinese, maybe let me look. Chinese, maybe here. Maybe if we get, if we get lucky, so maybe it's here. Please don't get discouraged.
We're trying to figure out what's something that's not functioning.
Like, that's not an emptiness. Like timing? Like you mean like a date or time? Like the easiest one is sky. Oh. Oh God. Oh God. Yeah, here. So please read this. I've only found here. But they see how there's Shankar. Yeah. I only found a dictionary, so here. Okay. So Ms. Chukila will read.
Okay. The three characteristics, three natures, the three types of phenomena according to the Chittamandaran school of philosophy. Imputed phenomena, this is one. Imputed phenomena, mere objects of conceptual labeling, for example, permanent phenomena. That's the first one.
That's called Kunta. This one is Kunta.
That's, yeah, that's Kunta.
This says Kunta here?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, they say, no, this is Kunta. That's the Kunta's answer. Well, then, what is Kunta?
That's this first one. The
sky.
Imputed phenomena. Imputed phenomena, mere objects of conceptual labeling. For example, permanent phenomena.
That's the definition of Kunta. That's the definition of Kunta.
Then the second one. Dependent phenomena, for example, a vase.
Yeah, Shewang, that's called Shewang. Oh.
And then the third one?
This one is called vase?
Like a vase.
Oh, like a vase. Example, just called Shewang. Oh,
yeah. Okay, and then the third one?
That's emptiness, derivation of emptiness. Yeah.
Thoroughly established phenomena, for example, emptiness of a vase.
So that's it. The rest, she said, where's sky?
Yeah, no sky.
She said, there's no sky. So no need to say, oh my God, there's no sky. So these are continuous, so it's good to look, you know, this is continuous.
Could you repeat that one more time, those three?
Yeah.
Okay. So the first one, the kundak, imputed phenomena, mere objects of conceptual labeling, for example, permanent phenomena. Then the second one is Shenwang.
So you know, people, you can copy this book.
I can.
Yeah.
I'll type this up in an email and send it out.
Yeah, that's good.
That.
Yeah.
So these are three types of phenomena according to the school. Or three natures.
What is it called?
There's synonyms. Three characteristics. Three natures. Three types of phenomena according to the Chittamandaran school.
Yeah, let's go on.
Three types of phenomena.
Still, what do you crack you up?
So the definition kind of cracked me up because, for example, permanent phenomena. Well, there's not a lot of permanent phenomena. They're like a list. Oh, for example, permanent phenomena. Permanent phenomena would be the sky. But what's a generic image?
When you think of a vase,
Yeah.
Banana.
Right.
You don't think of, oh, a banana.
It's
not
that
thing.
It doesn't
change. Because you thought
it's
not empty of that thing
is
a generic image.
It doesn't go away.
Oh, my. But basically, when it says, for example, a permanent thing, it's really funny.
Oh, my God. Because it changes that.
For example, permanent thing.
Meaning generality. Mental image. Mental image is permanent. Mental image. Yeah, permanent. This very like famous example is sky. Yeah, that's true. Very famous example is sky. So that, you know.
When you think about like your childhood room, it doesn't really change because it's always like. You have this image.
Mental image, huh?
Yeah, but so are the words you just said permanent, too. Because they said that now nobody can change those words that you just said, so they're permanent.
There's sound waves, though.
So but there's a past. So, like, never mind. I'm just saying that we all already talked about the past.
That's good debate.
The past
very,
is permanent.
Debate.
So the words that you just said are also permanent because they're part of the past, and the past doesn't change. The only way the past changes is that it
more
increases.
Debate. Very good. That's very good. Just open up your mind.
Words can't be.
When you debate, your face should be looks like Rocky Mountain.
Oh no!
But your heart has to be like, heart has to be like snow mountains, white.
Well, my face always looks like a Rocky Mountain.
No.
Can words be?
What I'm just saying is the past. Is permanent because you can't change the past, so your words are part of the past.
Well, but, can't, but is that true?
Yes, it's true.
So that's also interesting. Another interesting subject. Sometimes, you know, three times, generally speaking, three times doesn't exist. There's no past, there's no future. It's only all there's only things that's present, there's no past. You know, so there's also a lot of discussion about mind only school, like. The Pasankika just like what is the definition of past? What is the definition? What is the definition of future?
But we're not talking about the past. The schoolroom isn't the past. It's an image you created in your mind that you hold.
I'm just going to a different place with that. That there's more than just the image, but there's also the whole past. But guess what? I would say that you definitely can prove that there's past.
Yeah, there's no, like, see, so many things, what is past?
Well, but you, this is because, you know, we've talked before about, dependent on the previous moment of consciousness, right? So what... My consciousness is dependent on the previous moment of consciousness, so the previous moment of consciousness couldn't be the present.
We can talk about based on something, we can talk about three times. But generally speaking, there's no three times. Generally speaking, there's no three times. But you can talk about three times based on this. But there, generally speaking, there's no three times. There's no past, there's no future.
Generally speaking, there is no past.
There's no past.
Well, so I didn't drive you here.
Huh?
No, but that's what he's saying, is that that past exists because it's in relation, you're talking about in relation to you and Geshe-la,
yeah.
Right? But it doesn't exist by itself. That's what he's saying.
It doesn't inherently exist.
No. We're not talking about that. He's just saying that there's no such thing as a past. There is a past of the prayer wheel, because we're talking about the prayer wheel. There is a past of you and Geshe-la driving here.
Right.
But there is no such thing as a past.
Sure, one. There's no, you can show. This is, whatever you show, this is
it's
present.
It's in relation to an object.
This is everything that's present. You, if you show
you,
this,
mean,
this
you
is
mean
present.
That the past is not separate from, my past is not separate from me.
Yeah, we can talk about past based on something.
Okay.
Generally speaking, there's no past. No, everything's present. Everything's present.
The way I look at it is you cannot experience the past now. You can't experience
sure.
the future now.
Right.
You only can experience the present.
Well, yeah, I have no problem with that. But I do believe that the past exists. So.
Otherwise, I didn't drive you here.
But I think what.
Well, the definition. Now, say, please give me the definition of past. What's the definition of past?
The moment,
definitions.
Okay. The subsequent is that the opposite of previous? The subsequent moment of consciousness.
That's future.
Okay. The previous moment of consciousness. Thank you.
previous moment of consciousness
is the past. So yes, it's in relation to consciousness. In relation to my consciousness, the past was the previous moment of consciousness when I started all these questions. If we didn't have that, we wouldn't... Well, yes, ultimately, but just in this today, the previous moment of consciousness when I opened my mouth and started asking about the past, so it's relation to me, yes. There's no general path that I can walk to.
So generally speaking, there's no three times.
Generally speaking, we...
There's no three times.
Okay.
No.
Can we go now?
Okay, sir. Need a debate.
What he means by generally speaking.
Generally.
I think there's confusion about what he means by generally speaking.
Well, generally, how you say generally? How you say? I don't know how to say.
You're saying it. We hear you. Generally speaking, there's no past.
So now
what he's saying is John
is saying that what it means, generally speaking, what it means, I don't know. This English word, I don't know what it means.
It means like...
Usually we hear generally speaking as in all cases, but I don't think that's what you mean here.
Right.
Yeah, see now Jonah's point, no, I'm not saying all cases, like generally, three times doesn't exist.
It just exists specifically.
It just exists based on something.
Okay, I agree with that. Because if yeah, I totally get that.
So there's no past.
There has to be like consciousness.
There's no past.
There has to be consciousness for there to be three times.
There's only present. There's no past, no future. It's only present.
No, wait.
Guess what? You just said there's no three times. The present is part of the three times.
No. This is only one. There's one.
Oh, there
time.
Is one time.
Yeah, there's one time.
You I see. Just, okay.
Oh, there's not two times.
There's no two times. There's other two don't exist.
Yeah,
okay, got it.
Tusum. I don't know how to say tusum. That yeah, three times tusum.
But it's in all our prayers, lots of our prayers.
Huh?
It's in lots of our prayers.
The Buddhas
of the three times.
The Buddhas of the ten directions.
Well, that's the Buddha.
Hey, we know three times.
But those times are in relation to the Buddha. That's okay.
Mm. Well, we can talk about the three times in relation to the prayer wheel or the and.
Right.
Or
that's right.
I know. I totally get that. Every time I get that, though, Geshe says, but there are no three times. I'm just saying.
But that's because he's talking about them in the abstract. There are no three times.
I get that. But I'm saying, because there's consciousness, there's three times.
It's very interesting.
There's your consciousness. A consciousness.
Becomes, then still, then...
And there's three times a shankha, and there's three times.
So now you know. So some first it becomes something, right? It becomes something. So then stay, then it change. The disintegrate. Disintegrate. How is it? Rise.
It arises.
Abides
and disintegrates.
Disintegrates. But you know, there's like not analyzing. There's when you analyze, meaning it arise, it disintegrate. There's no abide. There's no like sequence. There's no sequence. Many things arise, it disintegrates. So if you talk about arise, abide, disintegrate, you know, so there's a lot of debate there. So there's whole debate. Like, so there's sequence of arise, sequence of abide, sequence of disintegrate. These are exist, but arise, abide, there's no abide, no meaning to arise, disintegrates. So see, there's a lot of debate, there's a lot of debate.
Are you saying they happen simultaneously at the same time? Arise and disintegrate at the same time?
Abide is not there, you know, meaning to arise, it's all disintegrates. Because it's not waiting to some external force to disintegrate, because very cause that produce, very cause that arise something, that very cause will disintegrate. What? No. So because it doesn't wait to some external conditions to disintegrate. That's why, no. Truth of Jesus, the minute it arises, it disintegrates. No.
Geshe-la, when you had given the teaching on the like a star, mm. You know, like a
mirror.
Star, mirror, mm. You know, that one, when you had talked about the dewdrop, you had given a good explanation. If you go back to his teaching, you had given a good explanation where he talked about the dewdrop as the minute it arises, at the time of its arising, the conditions for disintegration also arise at the same time.
Simultaneously.
Arises simultaneously. Yeah. So if you listen to it,
there's no secret. There's no secret. But you know, but people, we do talk about arise, abide, then disintegrate. But in reality, it just means you arise, it all disintegrates. So then, you know, then you have to make, when you debate, then you have to say, okay, I don't know what you're going to say, like.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. So I say, maybe it's a function of arise, abide, disintegrate. These all exist. I'm not sure, like, we say, nebe chawa, jibe chawa, chene ju. Chawa means like action. Action? Mm-hmm. Actions. Performance of arise, performance of disintegration, abide, performance of disintegrations, these all exist. But you know, arise, abide, there's no arise. When the minute arise, there's no abide. You know, it's all the disintegrated. Minute arise, disintegrated. So because of that, there's no abide. So there's one way to say, okay, there's no past. There's no past, you know. It's all the present, you know, you can't really talk about past. You can, only thing we can talk about is the present. You know? That's why we are talking. There's no past, there's no future. So, not any circumstances, any cases, but no, generally. So, then, you know, yeah, it gets more complicated in the Pasankik school. The three times, you know, there a lot of discussion there. So anyway, so I'm not going to remember, I don't remember all of them.
I hate to say
Gatula, but... Yeah, over time, So, then please look at the definition of true existence, okay? Definition of true existence, so it will help. Yeah, there's some more. Then also discuss more debate. Just talk. It just doesn't matter. You know, like when you debate, you shouldn't worry about, maybe I'm going to say something, you know, wrong. No. So debate, you know, you need to say all kinds of things.
Geshe-la, when you say true existence, this was a little bit of confusion last time when you're saying discuss the true definition of true existence.
Meaning of true existence.
Meaning of true existence. That is for this school. Or is that also for...
No. Don't go back to the Madhyamika school.
Not Madhyamika, but the Vaivasikas and the Sautantikas.
Yeah, that's pretty much the same. So just check. Pretty much
the
same.
So the true existence there, is that's basically, we're talking about subtle and core selfnesses. That's what we're talking about there. Is that right? Or what is the true existence?
No, there's a difference. Like, I want you to discuss about the subtle selfnesses of self and the subtle selfness of phenomena.
Mm-hmm.
There's two. Then top of that, then like meaning of true existence.
For all three schools.
Yeah, all three schools. This school, yeah.
Okay, but mainly the school. Okay. Thank you,
Geshe-la. Don't exclude the sky. It has to be there next Friday. Tomorrow, what class?
The purification.
What time?
9:30.
Yeah. Dada jin jia tiu sun na de ga tun jin jia jiao lao ten jiao lao san da ba yi den ba yu den ba chu jiu. Thank you.